these verses we can see our Lord Jesus, our example in his life, our substitute in his death, and our shepherd in heaven or in glory. And as an example for us, we have some encouragements or exhortations or resources that we can rely on how to follow his footsteps. As we heard, he is the perfect person in humility, in humbleness, in obedience, in meekness, as we read here, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. When we speak about meekness, what does it mean? It means that I have the ability to return the bad word or the bad deed. But I choose willingly not to return. Maybe sometimes we don't have the ability to do things, but most of the times we have the ability to say things. That's why it's hard for us maybe to control our words. But our Lord Jesus, as a perfect example, he showed perfectness and meekness in deeds and in words. Three things I just want to point to help us to follow his footsteps. The first one, in verse 21, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us." The first point is to know that this is our calling, to know that this is our portion in life here, that we are going to suffer. In this epistle, you can see many portions speaking about this. In verse 1 in chapter 4 that we read, "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind." Have the same attitude that the Lord had when he was here on earth. Verse 12 in the same chapter, "Beloved, do not think it's strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." To know that this is not something strange to suffer. So we are called to suffer, to arm ourselves to suffer. It's not something strange to suffer. And in chapter 5, verse 8, verse 9, "Resist him steadfast in the face, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." To know that what you are passing through, many of your brothers and sisters are passing through. So this is give us a readiness to be ready that might also happen to us. So the first point is to have the mind and to have be ready to suffer. The second point, "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth." I found it myself easier to be meek when I have clear conscience that I wasn't wrong in what I'm doing. So when I suffer, I am more able to show meekness. But if there is guilt and my conscience is heavy, it is hard to show meekness. The third point, "Committed himself to him who judges righteously." To know that God is a judge. To know God still on his throne. To know that whoever will do wrong, he in the day to come will be judged.